Like a lot of investors in the last decade, Illinois' pension funds had a good chunk of change in mortgage-backed securities. Once the housing market collapsed and homeowners began defaulting, the value of those securities collapsed too. The resulting worldwide recession was a significant factor in leaving Illinois with the worst-funded pension systems in the country. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says J.P. Morgan Chase knew the mortgages were lousy.
Nonetheless, they still put those mortgages into investment vehicles that then pension systems and others invested in.
Illinois is sharing in a $13 billion nationwide settlement with the Federal Justice Department and four other states. J.P. Morgan Chase's money will go to the retirement funds for public school teachers, university workers, and state employees. Nevertheless, the settlement represents just 1/10 of 1% of the state's massive pension liability. I'm Brian Mackey.